Pastor Holloman, and he is coming to you from the Higher Ground International Church. How are you this morning, Pastor Holloman?
Good morning to you, Wendy. How are you doing?
How are you, Pastor Holloman?
I'm doing well, Wendy. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Good, good. This morning, I want to go ahead and let you had a couple of things that you wanted to talk about this morning. Well, first, we're going to have you do our inspirational thought for today.
Praise God. Well, to our listening audience this morning, our inspirational thought for today is coming from the Old Testament book of Psalm, specifically Psalm 100, verse 4. The Word of God reads, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Our inspirational thought for this morning is coming under the title of "We Are and Have Been Created to Say Thank You." As we are moving towards Thanksgiving and next week, we know that many in the world are preparing for this celebration, but we who are in the Christian community, we know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And we have been created to do just that, to say thank you. Psalm 100 is an Old Testament psalm of thanksgiving, and it is subtitled Psalm for Giving Thanks. It is an invitation, an invocation, for we who recognize the Lord and his goodness to publicly acknowledge him. Not only does it call upon us to praise the Lord with thankfulness, but it also describes to us the nature of what our thanksgiving should be like. We just want to encourage our listening audience this morning that as we continue to move about even today, that we make a joyful noise unto the Lord because we are part of the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God, it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Once again, we want to inspire you, we want to encourage you, invite you to walk out this day and through the rest of this week into next week, every day, because we have been created to say thank you. The psalmist put it well when he said that we've had some good days, we've had some bad days, we've had some hills to climb. But when we look back over our life, we can honestly say, because of the goodness of God, that all of our bad days, all of the bad days, they are just not even there to equate to the goodness and what God has done for us and continues to do for us. So we say thank you, Lord, and we will not complain. Be encouraged once again, for we have been created to say thank you. Just a reminder that today is the last day for those who might have heard me on Monday to submit your letter, letting us know at Higher Ground International Church if you are in need of food or any other assistance during this holiday season. We are here to help you and want to help you. So if you will, today, email a letter to me, if you will, to hgicmd@gmail.org. That is hgicmd@gmail.org. God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon each and every one of you.
Pastor Holloman, that's two families that will be receiving those baskets.
That is correct, Wendy. Two families, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So just make sure that if you have someone or you know someone that is in need of a Thanksgiving dinner, that they do have those submissions in today. Today is the last day to submit those summaries to be considered for one of those families.
Exactly.
For one of those baskets. Pastor, I want to thank you for your inspirational thought for the day. Hopefully that does uplift someone's spirit this morning.
God bless you.
Because it definitely uplifted mine.
Praise
God. I want
to
thank you. And we will definitely have you back on again tomorrow to give another inspirational thought.
Okay? God bless you. Thank you now.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Good morning. What we're going to be talking about today is we're going to actually finish up the subject that we were talking about yesterday, which is funeral costs and the different things that go along with planning a funeral. But before we get started, I just want to let everybody know that if you have any questions or you need to submit some information, that you can send that information to our email address, which is info@theempiregroupinks.com. Or you can also call in to the location at 443-426-2040. And yesterday's show, we did have quite a few people call in reference to some questions about the funeral process. So I just want to go over a couple things that we had questions about. Yesterday, I was given some general cost of the average of what a funeral is running in the state of Maryland and the average cost of cremations. Now, some people believe that if you go ahead and get a cremation, that it's going to be really inexpensive. All they have to do is cremate you, throw your ashes, and you're done. Well, that's not the case. In the state of Maryland, an average price of a cremation is running about $1,750. And that's just for a regular quality cremation and service. If you're doing a better quality cremation, it's running about $3,500. And if you're doing best quality and that's with a service along with the cremation, then you're talking about $7,200. And so that's still, when you're talking about pulling funds out of your pocket, that's still quite a bit if your family is not prepared to have to make those type of financial sacrifices. So when we talk about final expenses, we want to make sure that you understand that all these costs are factored in to these policies when you purchase them. So if there are certain services that you want to include in your home going service, or that you want your family to make sure is included in those services, these are the things that you want to think about. You want to think about if you're going to do a cremation. You want to think about if you want to be buried. Those are things that you want to think about before, you know, and have laid out for your family. Because at the time, your family is already, you know, going through so much emotionally. Then to have to think about what are the things that you would have liked to have happen during your home going service, people really, really take that into consideration. So some of those costs that are associated with that are funeral home services. It's the casket. What kind of casket do you want to be in? The transportation, hearse, clothing and flowers. You have to have clothes on when you're in the basket. Someone has to do your hair. So those are things that we don't think about, and that we really don't want to think about, but those are things that we have to think about. One thing that I would actually encourage people to do is to sit down and write a will. And I say that because, especially if you have certain assets that you want to go to certain individuals, you don't want to leave a question as to where you want your belongings to go to, who you want your belongings to go to. So you want to make sure that you sit down and do a will. And we'll be talking about wills next week, because we're going to have a guest on the show. And it's going to be an attorney that is going to talk to you about how to draw a will and the fact that it does not cost much to actually do so. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about next week. We are also going to have a special guest on next week from one of the funeral homes. One of the larger funeral homes here in the state of Maryland. And they're going to go over some things with you in reference to the services and all of the things that need to be done when we are given these different services. So please make sure that you tune in with us next week in reference to those shows. It's going to be a lot of information that is being given, okay? If you have any questions and need to call into the show while we are live, you can call in to the radio station, which is 410-481-1400. You can also listen live on the website at www.mybaltimorespirit.com. So I also want to let you guys know that the Empire Group Incorporated, they are recruiting. They are hiring. So if you're looking for a change of pace in your career, and I stress career, not a job, this is something that you can make a career out of. They are hiring for licensed health, life, and property and casualty agents. They are also recruiting for non-licensed individuals that would like to become licensed. We do hold the classes at the facility at the Empire Center, which is located in Randallstown, Maryland. So you can come there, take your classes. You'll go to Maryland State and be examined. Once you pass your state exam, then you are able to be gainfully employed through Empire Group Inc. and start earning money. And this is actually a career that within your first year, you are able to bring in almost $60,000, between $60,000 and $100,000 a year. So I know that there are several people out there that are still looking for some employment opportunities. So if you think that this would be a good fit for you, please make sure that you send your resumes in to info@theempiregroupinc.com, or you can call to set up an appointment with them at 443-426-2040. And the center is actually, if you want to stop in at the center is actually located on at 9637 Liberty Road. That's Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. So that's great, great news that they are still recruiting. And I believe we're also recruiting at the center for a receptionist and managers as well. So you want to make sure that you're sending your information to the same place that was given. So tomorrow, we are going to start going into the subject of wills, making sure that we have things in place for our family members, that we make sure that we're keeping up with premium payments, that we have someone come out and review our insurance policies. If we don't have insurance, we want to make sure that we're contacting someone so that we can find out what it is that we need to do to be covered. So I just want to make sure, again, that everyone knows, make sure that you're adequately prepared. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us at the office at any time, 443-426-2040.